a.m. Eastern. It is truly intelligent media for the politically aware.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Many years from now, would you be willing to trade all the days from this day to that for one chance, just one chance, to come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom?
The future is uncertain. I know this. Death is inevitable. I know this. But one thing is certain, as free men, it is our right to live unencumbered and in peace. And those times are quickly drawing to an end. And in these times, peace is certainly an illusion. And as the chains grow tighter, our ability to slip those chains increase incrementally with every passing moment. Inaction is no longer an option. It's time to raise our voices like a cacophony of thunder and lightning and tell the masters no more. And this is Nighthawk, and I say, for myself, no more. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, because the freedom is slipping away.
All right, thanks for listening while we took that short break here. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
Hello, everyone. I'd like to welcome all of you back to Ohio Exopolitics. I'm your host, Mark Snyder. It is 4:02 p.m. Eastern. Polaris Blue Raven is joining me today, and I just want to bring her on and say hello. Thanks for not totally last minute, but somewhat last minute.
Thank you for inviting me. Thanks.
And you've got a show on Revolution Radio that's like on at midnight, and then you have another show that you do at KCOR.
Right.
Isn't that true?
Yes, Hyperspace is at KCOR. That was Friday night, 12 midnight Eastern Time and 9 p.m. Pacific. And then here tonight, I have 12 midnight Eastern Time, 9 p.m. Pacific, Raven Stars Witching Hour.
Is that hard for you being on that late, or are you used to it?
I don't know. I'm just getting old. You know, I've been doing this a long time. I feel like I'm getting old in the illusion of aging, you know, staying up late past my bedtime.
Yeah, it's hard sometimes.
Sometimes.
I bet. I sent you that link on Trump, and it's, I think I might have sent you the link to the video on, what's it called? BitChute. I don't know if people are aware of this. It'd probably be good to mention, because I think some people are not aware of the other places they can go besides YouTube. You're not limited to YouTube. You got Brighteon, which is pretty good. You've got BitChute, which I have trouble uploading things to there. But you can get a lot of other real important information. And I think I might have sent you a link to BitChute where Mike Lindell was talking about, you know, he's involved in this lawsuit with Dominion.
Mm-hmm.
And he's exposing all the obvious horrible things that went on with the election. And he is so confident, he thinks Trump is going to be reinstated in August. And from the research that I've done, I think Trump thinks he's going to be reinstated in August. I would like to see that, but I don't know how that would, I don't know how that's going to work, but it's crazy. It's like, what kind of weird, is that a psyop? Sometimes I think, is this a psyop? What's going on here?
We're down the rabbit hole beyond the word, you know. I think, honestly, obviously it was criminal. The whole thing has been criminal since day one. But the idea of him going back and getting reinstated is, in my opinion, I think that's kind of a long stretch. We'll see in the illusion of, but I think we're just, this is a dying country right now. It's in crisis, as you well know, and we've got a lot going on, especially with this type of bio warfare going on. And there's, I think anything can happen at this point. In my opinion, I don't think we need a president anymore. I don't think we need DC anymore. And I think that's where we're heading for the future. I know it sounds kind of strange, but I really think at this point they've committed so many atrocities and crimes that we can't even deal with them anymore. So I'm thinking to myself, it's something's got to give with this. So,
well, didn't Trump already try to go to the Supreme Court?
It's all corrupted. I mean, what's the point in going to the court system when it's all corrupted? It's laws out of lawlessness. The whole thing's founded on corruption. You can't get through there. You can't get any justice in the illegal justice system. That goes for everybody, you know? Mm. So, you know, I just think that, yes, they're criminals, and yes, they committed these crimes, but no, there's no accountability, just like they're getting away with what they've done with the biowarfare. So.
Well, hold on to that thought. I don't want to lose that thought. Okay. That's a real good thought. But with the Supreme Court, I believe Trump went once, and they wouldn't even hear his case.
Of course not.
That was, what, January 6th or something like that? I can't remember exactly. I should pay more attention to this stuff, but I get so disgusted with it that I don't want to remember it. Then I think about Pence, and he probably is a total traitor. And but so they think, I guess they think it's just so blatant, which it is. I mean, it is so blatant that China interfered with our election, that the, you know, with the mail-in ballots, with the Democrats, with, you know, hundreds of thousands of mail-in ballots, and most of them were for people that were dead or people that didn't even have a ID or, you know, whatever. It's just a mess. Such a discouraging mess.
That's an active crime scene. That's the bottom line. There's nobody around to, you know, do anything about it. That's the bottom line.
Yeah, it's very strange. It'd be very strange to see how that all plays out. Mm-hmm. And is the thing that's going on with the Navy and these quote-unquote UFOs and, you know, dropping 60,000 feet in a second or whatever. I think those are our craft, you know, our hidden craft that the secret government has.
Well, there's a lot of exotic tech, but in my opinion, they almost look like video games. So there's probably something a little more, call it experimental, but technological. It reminds me of a video game. That's the only way I can describe it.
Are you thinking it might be a hologram?
Not a hologram per se, but it's more about artificial intelligence related. It just seems like it's been something that they're probably beta testing to see how it gets tracked with regular Navy military personnel. Yeah, but yeah, I agree with you in the sense that it can be exotic technology. It certainly isn't an extraterrestrial off planet. And the other stuff that they're doing with the global intelligence, I mean, they've got, yeah, we've got all kinds of enemy drones and this and that. That's correct when it comes down to different countries. But my point is that those things are loaded too. So they're doing a lot of aerial warfare right now, a huge amount of aerial warfare. They've been doing that for a while since this is shut down. But go ahead.
I don't think it's ET because from what I've been able to find, that they can cloak whenever they want to.
Yeah, it's not extraterrestrial. You know? No, it's not. You're right.
If you see something that keeps showing up over and over and over again at the same kind of places, and to me, yeah, that's not consistent.
No, there's a pattern to it. Yeah, and the way it's being tracked, the way they're able to track and lock in on it, it's almost like being interconnected with technology. So you've got that going on. Mm. The way I see it anyways.
Yeah, and it would be interesting. I've heard Dr. Greer. You don't like him, do you?
He's my nemesis. I mean, he copies everybody's work. He data mines stuff, and then he gets out there and tries to run with the narrative, you know? I get tired of it. He's copied my work.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I've called it out. Huh. I'm tired of them. I mean, you know, he is what he is. I mean, I guess he had a place back in the day. But the bottom line is we've got all these clowns out there right now running the narrative or trying to control the narrative. And, of course, they're charging outrageous amounts of money for this and that. And, you know, I guess you can become an ambassador if you pay so much money. you know, thousands and thousands of dollars to pretend to be an ambassador to an off-world species when we're the lineage, we're the visitor's ancestors. It's just foolish. So I don't get me started with him, but yeah, no, go ahead. I mean, whatever you wanted to say about him.
Is
hear
that
noise, that's my dog.
Is that your dog scratching?
That is my dog, my senior, who is just...
Is he scratching the floor?
Yeah, he does that.
Isn't it terrible the way they do that when you get on the radio?
He doesn't. I can mute.
No.
He'll sit down a minute.
You probably want to mute for a minute.
He's okay. He's old, you know. I don't know how much longer he'll be around, so it's okay.
Oh, that's sad. Poor guy.
He's an old guy. He's 11.
He's 11, huh?
Yeah.
That's funny. But this whole, I think we're, everything's coming to a head. We've got Operation Bluebeam starting up. We've got Biden, which, you know, he is so incompetent. And then we got Trump, who's trying to get back in. And then the thing that concerns me most right now is this COVID vaccine and the people that are shedding. You know, they're talking about shedding this spike protein,
mm-hmm.
which is a scary thing to me. So I'm kind of already canceled one of my guitar things, and I'm trying to keep that alive, but not overexpose myself. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
I think you'll be okay, quite honestly. And I can tell you point blank when it comes down to this this whole scenario. You know, I sent you the link with Dr. Richard Fleming, which was phenomenal, by the way, if anybody hasn't seen it. He was doing...
Are you talking about the live thing?
Yeah. Did you watch it?
I watched part of it. It was really interesting.
You can watch the replay, but it's outstanding. And I figure people might want to pay attention to that. I know I sent it around to some hosts, and it is it's very, very good. So just a heads up on there for that broadcast. But that was the live event from Dallas this afternoon.
Now, with one thing that was interesting they were showing is those supposed inserts for the vaccines that were totally blank.
A couple of them were. I think it was Moderna that didn't have anything in there. And a lot of them did have data. But
did they?
Yeah, if you watched the earlier part of it. But nonetheless, the whole thing is a crime scene beyond the word, you know.
I know.
It's bio warfare. It's a crime.
And how is it that people are still so blind? They're taking these shots. And they're pressuring family members to take the shot. And it's just horrible. You know what I mean? I can't believe it's going on. Still there, Solaris? Wow.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was muted.
Oh, I thought we got booted off the air.
I was talking and I was talking. You didn't hear me. Oh, my goodness. No, I totally agree with you. And what's interesting is I was going to dial back for a second into the you talked about Project Bluebeam. And one thing I want to make clear about that is I know in the old days they used to have like the holographic patterns in the sky and this and that where people could see these delusional programs running and they'll see it, you know, outside, exterior. Now it's internal. So when they get interconnected, it's psychotronics, and they'll get an internal Project Bluebeam, so to speak. So that means that they'll have the internal visuals inside their heads. So just a heads up for people out there who think it's going to be an exterior thing, you're going to have it inside your brain.
Okay.
The pictures will come in. So
you're saying they do it the normal external, but some people, they'll be the only one that can see it.
They will be, yeah, but they can do hive collectives too. They can indoctrinate the whole hive with a signal and do the whole thing with a psychotronic interface. So that's part of it, you know.
Wow.
They certainly can get away with it. And so everybody has to be very, very cautious in a sense of using discernment with visuals, what they're receiving, what they're transmitting, any type of hearing that they're listening to, that sort of thing. I didn't mean to cut you off, but I agree with you about the injection. I guess we can't call it a vaccine because it's not, but yeah, it's just a war crime, universal war crime. I've called this out too. I know people call it the Nuremberg Code, but it's also universal. It goes beyond this world. So you're dealing with universal law, universal code. These people are in violation, and they have no allies off planet. I've said this a billion times over, and it's right. I am right about that. So the idea behind them having these allies that are extraterrestrial with the Federation is a crock. Do not believe it. It's a bogus lie. It's a psychological operation. They have no friends. They have no friends off planet.
Now, when you say they, are you talking about the Illuminati?
Global intelligence. I'm talking people who have been misusing breakaway technologies for a very long time, reverse engineer tech, and the people in these defense departments, they have no allies. They want to pretend they're the ones running the show. Well, I have news for them. They're nothing. And what's interesting, I'm just appalled by the type of arrogance that's going on with this mass extermination program, with these psychological operations and the misuse of these technologies, including the biowarfare. I mean, I can't believe it's being pulled off. And I can't believe that there hasn't been an intercept with our military, but our military is compromised with UN. So, you know, don't get me started. I don't mean to go into another area,
no,
but
no, no. That's all good, because I kind of wanted to talk about that. Dr. Rima Leyba, who was on the show a couple of weeks ago, she sent me a message about a Nobel Prize winner, a guy named Luc Montagnier. I don't know his name right. He, and this guy is a virologist. I think he's French. I think he won the Nobel Prize in 2008. But he says this. He says, there is no chance of survival for people who have received any form of the vaccine. In the shocking interview, the world's top virologist stated blankly, there is no hope and no possible treatment for those who have been vaccinated already. We must be prepared to incinerate the bodies.
This destroying evidence.
Yeah, but I guess it's, see, the bodies are filled up with these spike proteins. So, I mean, it's like, you know, it's like the Black Plague or something. You got to destroy them, right?
Well, so I mean, but they're also, there's no remnant. They're destroying everything. They're destroying the evidence. But yeah, no, I see that.
The scientific genius backed claims of other preeminent virologists after studying the constituents of the vaccine. They will all die from antibody-dependent enhancement. Nothing more can be said. So, man, I've got friends who have family members who have taken the vaccine.
And I have a lot of people that have,
And people I work with have taken the vaccine. And, you know, they've taken the second shot. And, you know, and each time they take these shots, they have worse and worse reactions. And I send them links and I try to say, look, this stuff is dangerous.
It is dangerous.
Let people do their own thing, you know what I mean? Because otherwise you're violating their rights, you know what I mean?
Well, they have free will, but the bottom line is they should be informed, and they're really not being informed. If they knew exactly what was happening, they wouldn't be taking this injection. And also, you know, you can rewrite the DNA code on a holographic level. There's holographic field repair, you know, the med beds and all this other stuff that's going on. That's part of the, we can do that naturally because we're biotech naturally. When I say that, we're technological beings, we're energy beings. So we can literally rewrite it, but it's not going to be easy. So my point is that why open this up? You know, why open a Pandora's box with this bioweapon? And literally people who are being injected are becoming a bioweapon now. So how it affects them, who knows? Well, we don't know.
One guy called into the Alex Jones show. And he had not got the vaccine, but I guess he had a close family member who did. And now he's been having some of the reactions.
Well, that's interesting. So he's experiencing some of the side effects.
That's what I'm trying to say. These spike proteins, somehow they're transmitted from person to person. And yes, as people that have never had the vaccine now are getting side effects. Like especially women for some reason, because I've heard of stories where women that were way, you know, they've gone through menopause and everything, and then they have a friend that took the shot and they're hanging out with their friend a lot, and the friend has these super heavy menstrual cycles. Well, this lady started having real heavy menstrual cycles, and she was already through menopause.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've heard that also. And even young women who are, you know, have had children who are just, who have taken the injection, they're having horrific, horrific menstruation cycles and a lot of pain and just a lot of bleeding, anemia, that sort of thing. So yeah, there's some problems there. You've got to take a good look at all that. And, you know, if you look into the details and the specifics of this, anyway, look at it, this is a bioweapon. It's technologically not even supposed to be happening. It's very insidious. These people are very insidious. That's all I can tell you on that one. I just can't believe it's going on.
I can't either. And then we have the pressures of, you know, it hasn't hit, you know, maybe in some places worse than others. I think it's worse in Canada from what I'm hearing. But certain employers are pressuring people to take the shot. And so, you know, it'd be a very interesting conversation with one of these people. If you've done a little homework, you know, and you... And you understand that, you know, the whole thing is designed. It's like a bomb with a slow fuse, extended fuse. So, yeah, the bomb doesn't blow up right away. Some people think, well, there's no bomb. Well, there's still a bomb.
Yeah, it's a biological attack. It's also, yeah, it seems to me like a slow kill to some degree. It's a slow bleed, slow kill kind of thing, in my opinion, anyways. And also, if you have a weak immune system, then forget it. I think you'd be toast in a sense of taking this injection. So right. Another thing I can tell you, and I'm going to go back to this again, because initially when this started and the shutdown started, we had all the satellites coming up, Elon Musk and his stuff, low Earth orbit satellites. But my point is that the aerial warfare was off the charts. And that is creating the pseudo-symptoms of a virus, a Psy virus, what I call the Psy virus, which is literally designed to create these symptoms of flu and a weaponized virus, but literally it's coming from a directed energy weapon. And I'm telling you, I'm the more I look at this, the more I realize I'm pretty sure I'm right about how this thing shows its symptoms and what creates it. It's literally the field and the weaponized aerial warfare. I don't believe it is anything to do with a virus that's floating around. I think it has something to do with this particular field and what they're doing with the weapon system, and also how it's affecting people. And that will make them sick. It would give them the symptoms. And then, of course, then they come up with their solution to the equation, which is a weaponized biotech where they insert whatever kind of concoction of garbage into somebody's bloodstream. So you've got that going on. So you can take it however you want. But my point is that I know that there's aerial warfare going on right now. And I'm pretty sure, I'm 99% sure that a lot of this correlates to directed energy weapons and microwave transmission.
What do you think of Elon Musk?
Well, we've had that discussion before. Well, I'm not real fond of him, let's put it that way, just because of some of the technologies he's been involved in and some of the borrowing he's done. He's made himself quite a bit of money at my expense and suffering. When I say that, you guys who don't know me, if you do know who I am, if you've read my books, either Remote Black Operations and Areas Beyond 52, I was initially a test pilot for synthetic telepathy. I broke down all the technology. I testified in the courts against this stuff, and it was completely shoved under the carpet. But the technology is still within me. I was measured with these types of signal anomalies and everything else. I went through the program. I went through the remote viewing programs. So my point is that I've been there. And these people start waltzing around now, weaponizing it, and now they're trying to put it into more of a fine-tuned area of mainstream. He's calling it a different kind of telepathy, neural net. But the bottom line is, I was there, and he knew that. And these people took advantage of it. Nobody's paid restitution for damages. So I have a problem with people like them that capitalize and literally start data mining and using information because they have the money to run with their own private teams to make themselves look good. I also don't trust him as far as I can throw him, and I think he's compromised. And I also look back at, and I'll say this a billion times over, if you look at the initial weapon system, the cyber war virus that started this shutdown, why were those satellites going up at the same time everybody was shut down in their houses? Why? Just why that timing? Why then? Answer your own questions. There is no coincidence, okay? There's never a coincidence. There's synchronicity.
Wow. I don't know if you knew this, but Elon Musk had a lot of failed businesses.
Well, somebody got him out of it.
Yeah, it's like somebody must have kept helping him, because I saw a quick, biological kind of sketch of his life the other day. And I can't remember all the different businesses, but like he didn't have anything that was successful. And even, what was it, PayPal that he invented the precursor to PayPal, or somehow he bought into it some way. I don't know exactly all the details, but that was the only thing that was successful. And even with his electric car company, he wasn't the brains behind it. There were two other guys that were like engineers who did the hard work and got the company started, and then Elon Musk came in.
Yeah, he's a front man. Yeah.
He's a front man. He's kind of a fraud.
I agree. Well, he's compromised. I think, they always have their little puppets they want to be able to control and manipulate, and he's one of them. Even though he appears kind of cool sometimes. I mean, sometimes you cannot dislike him. I mean, I don't dislike him he seems okay as a personality, but I also know he's compromised. And by watching and observing what he's been doing for the past, I don't know, so many years, especially when it comes to the synthetic telepathy where I've been, I really don't care for him much. Because he could have done other things. He wants to sit there and make a mockery of the technology that I know is weaponizing the brain and destroying people's lives. And it's not a cool technology when it's weaponized. And they've hidden this technology just like they're hiding this injection program that's going on right now. It's the same old story, right? This is why I have a problem with these people. And I said it before, keep an eye on him, because he has to have a clearance through specific military operations to even launch some of the satellite technology he's affiliated with, right down to his Mars project and this and that. He's got all these little ins with these control groups, which are literally weaponizing technology and information. So I I wouldn't put too much emphasis on him. And whatever he says he's doing, well, we have technology way beyond it. So why is he shoving rockets up there? I'm more concerned about the satellites. I'm tracking those. I don't care about the stupid rockets.
I wish I could remember where I saw this. It must have been a video on BitChute or something. So I'm telling people, go out to BitChute, go out to Brighteon. There's a lot of really good information out there. If you just want to relax and be entertained, stay on YouTube. But if you want to get some information, you're going to have to go to other sources.
Oh, YouTube will take it down. I can't even put anything up on YouTube anymore. I was talking about DNA activation on my YouTube channel, and they took it down. And I actually protested it, and they brought it back up. But my point is that, yeah, no, it's all an algorithm program. There are keywords that they're using to kind of take people down. So I haven't really put anything up elsewhere. I'm just kind of fed up with every platform at this point. So I get on the radio. But my point is that, yeah, they're snuffing the truth out, and they're censoring, and it's just becoming out of control.
Never seen anything like this. It's just
I haven't. Yeah, go ahead.
Anyway, this video I saw was an eye-opener. And they showed Elon Musk when he was pretty young. He was still in college, like a freshman or a sophomore. And he wasn't a real good student either, from what they were saying.
Well, they're trying to say he has a really high IQ.
No, he doesn't. Interesting. He really doesn't, according to this source, anyway. And I feel bad in a way. Just I don't mean to attack the guy. He seems like a nice guy, a really nice guy. And now check this out. I'll have to try to find this link. In college, you know, sophomore, junior, something like that. His hair, he was really badly thinning in his hair. Now, if you see him now, you think, wow, that guy's got hair like, you know, like a movie star.
Well, you can get hair transplants, all kinds of stuff. And plus, he has the money. You know, when you have money, it's unlimited what you can do with your body and how you can make it look. So,
yeah, I mean, I it shocked me. I was not.
I think I have seen that picture. I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's photoshopped or not, but yeah, people morph over the years. I mean, but usually money makes them ugly ducklings look, you know, fantastic. There's no such thing as making somebody, you know, unattractive when you have a lot of money in the bank. You can do all kinds of stuff. So,
yeah, I know. I was really surprised because, I mean, his hair to me looks very natural. Usually you can kind of tell, but I couldn't tell at all. Now, what you may know this, you know who Wernher von Braun is, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
He wrote a book about colonizing Mars. And the central character in the book, or one of the central characters, was a man named Elon. Did you know that?
Yeah, I thought I sent that to you. I don't know if it was me or not, but yeah, I've been mentioning that as well. Yeah, no, it's very, once again, is it synchronicity? No, it's not. This is not synchronicity the way we think, in a sense that it seems like it's a planned program to some degree. So.
Totally. I mean, planned in detail.
Right.
Over decades.
I don't believe in the coincidence, let's put it that way. But unless he changed his name to Elon. Now, whether, I don't know if that's his birth name or not.
Oh.
He might have changed his name. Maybe he liked the book. He was inspired by him. Who knows? It could be, I don't know. But I'll say, yeah, this is very interesting, isn't it? And you start putting the patterns together.
Yeah.
Because I don't have anything against him. I don't dislike him, per se, but I'm kind of annoyed with what he's been doing on the timeline. And I'm very suspicious of him with what he's been doing with Starlink. We don't need Starlink.
Now, what are these satellites all about?
He's going to say it's for what? Better Wi-Fi, better internet, better this, better that. I'm not quite certain we even need that, because where I come from, they don't need all those satellites up there to use for any type of interconnected technologies. You really don't need all the satellites like that. You don't need the Starlinks. So whatever he's trying to do.
It's got to be unhealthy, right?
In my opinion, I feel it is. And also the idea behind directed energy weapons and aerial warfare, because it's just going to triangulate more and more mass collectives. And I also get that same sense that it's connected to this injection, these viruses, Cy-virus as I call them, because it's weaponizing through transmission. It's creating the, it's attacking the lungs, it's attacking the body the same way a virus would, except it's weaponized through a signal, its frequency. So, and the microwaves are off the charts. And plus we're dealing with this world right now, which is kind of morphing in its own. So we're in a very strange world right now. Everything's kind of colliding at once.
What about these people that put magnets on their arm after they've been taking the shot and the magnets?
I don't know about that. I can't confirm or deny that. I don't know. I mean, it could be real. It could be fake. I don't know. I will tell you one thing. I you know where I come from with technology. I never had any magnets sticking to me, but I'm different. I'm wired differently. So.
Well, do you think they could be like injecting nanobots or something into people?
Well, it's possible, but you know, there's plenty of that kind of crap in the aerosols coming through like chemtrails and geoengineering. And a lot of that, I don't know if most of you have noticed what's going on with the planes right now, because we've had more and more geoengineering going on. I mean, a ton of planes. I've been getting so much geoengineering. I actually filmed some people the other day because the skies were terrible.
Colorado is getting hit, isn't it?
Oh, it's completely saturated with chemtrails. Yeah. It's what disgusting. About, it's a pretty, it's a beautiful state. It's just what they're doing to it.
Isn't the population, the immigration really bad too?
I haven't noticed it, but you know what? They drop them off in the middle of the night here and there from what I understand, and who knows? But I do know the crime's gone up like at least 40%. So there you go. That's not an accident. Mm. Break-ins, car theft, assault and battery, that kind of crap. We never had any crime. And so all of a sudden it's spiking. So that's definitely a problem. And it's more than likely connected.
So this is a little bit off our current topic, but to get back to Trump. Now, he was really behind this vaccine.
Yeah.
Which really concerns me a lot.
Me too. Yeah. That's one of the reasons I will, like, I'm done with him. Sorry. You know, I put my energy towards people and I feel like they're representing the country. They want to do good for this country. But the idea behind him pushing this agenda and being part of it when he could have made a change and stopped it and initiated some kind of military action to put an end to it. People are dead now. We can't bring those people back. Globally speaking, this bioweapon destroyed many, many people's lives. And he's behind it. Sorry. And if he doesn't want to believe it, he is. And if he's been brainwashed, shame on him. But you know, he's had so much intelligence. My goodness, everybody was giving him intelligence, the right intelligence. And he's still screwed up. So I have to tell you, I'm not real pleased with him at all. And the idea behind him trying to get back in D.C., I don't even care anymore. I said it before. I was never political to begin with or religious. I'm not into those fields. I'm a spiritual being. But I'll tell you point blank, I believe in universal freedom, spiritual freedom, you know, universal liberty. And this country is a beautiful country. It's not being destroyed. But at this point, I don't think we need a corporate government anymore because it's completely founded by, you know, the foreign investors, which are people in the UN and the EU.
Yeah, I was thinking about what you're saying about Trump. And then I it might have been BitChute. It might have been Bridie on. But I saw this video and this woman was laying in a hospital bed and she had taken the second shot. Maybe it was Moderna. I don't know which one. And she can't walk now.
Mm-hmm.
So she can't even take herself to the bathroom. And
it's attacking the neural circuitry, it sounds like, brain function, central nervous system.
So sad. It's just so horribly sad.
Well, it didn't have to happen. This is my point. This is a vengeance. I mean, this is revenge. What's happened to the American people here is revenge. This is their way of really getting back at America, this country, him, you know, everybody.
Well, let me ask you this. Is it the Illuminati Jews and the Freemasons, do you think?
I don't go that route because I call it the global intelligence beyond the word because, it, you know, CIA reeks of this program because this is their tactic. This is what they do. Insofar as trying to say it's this group or that group, I do know that the alphabet agencies have a big, big pull. And you know damn well that they were after Trump. I mean, they were chomping at the bit to destroy him. So this smells like their signature to me, everything they're doing, right down to the weaponization and the Department of Defense and the lot. So when you're looking at biowarfare and biotech and the fact that they're standing down when they're allowing it to happen, that's a huge problem with D.C. That's a war crime. And if they're so arrogant, they don't think they're accountable. I'm sorry, they're sadly mistaken. They are accountable for that crime. That's disgusting. And I can't believe they were that psychotic to pull it off. And what's even more disgusting is to watch the military stand down and allow it. So, yeah, I don't have anything real good to say about Trump. I mean, like I said, what are you going to do? We supported him. We thought he was going to do a good job. And he was confronted with this operation and he failed. He epically failed and he went along with it and he made it worse. OK, so, you know, if they're trying to say, oh, he's going to be back, what's he going to do? Push the vaccine, push the injection again, push more. You know, but this is a bioweapon. OK, he should have called it out for what it was initially. We should have countered it. It was a first strike against the United States. They never counted it as a military counter. That's a huge problem. And they never went after the people that are now calling the white race of America terrorists. We've got all kinds of weird going on here. It's a witch hunt out the wazoo. That's why I say D.C. is just, it's on self-destruct right now. The whole area is on implosion. They're eating their own. They're destroying themselves. And they're trying to take everybody down with them. But we're not going to do this. We're not doing this. So however it works out, we'll get through it. and beyond it, in my opinion, anyway.
Fauci, at least if you listen to Alex Jones, oh, I had to reboot again. I had it right on my browser here, but I don't have it anymore. But Alex is saying that Fauci has more or less perjured himself and admitted that he was funding gain of function research.
Oh yeah. And yeah, he's guilty. He's guilty as all hell. He should be tried for war crimes. I don't understand why people are trying to protect him, quite honestly. I don't get it. This isn't rocket science. This is common sense. This is like having an IQ, just an IQ, not even a high one, right? I come from a background where I come from, where I've done a lot of surveillance and security work, right? We assess everything, right? It doesn't take a lot to do this. It really doesn't. These people are criminals.
I've heard that COVID-19 is being used to bring in communism in the whole world.
Yeah, that's what they're saying. Well, they're bringing in something. It's a no world order agenda, if you ask me. And like I said before, it seems like a desperate move on the chessboard. It seems like they're very anxious to eradicate a certain group or a great amount of people as a collective, because we understand how consciousness works, how we change the paradigm, how we understand how we can move through beyond the illusion of space and time. So I think that's part of it. I think there's a bigger scenery connected. And once again, the extraterrestrial theme, we've disclosed so much data over the years, real data, hardcore data, that they can't cover it up anymore. And now they're trying to control the narrative with the military, and now they're trying to control the narrative with the mainstream media, and they're using this Psi virus to put everybody in a space of fear. So you see all, like, you know, it's all imploding at once. And those of us who are outside the perimeter, we're like, well, we're not doing this. So we do have allies off planet, and you probably realize that. But what's here? Nah, this is a mess. And don't count on the military to bail us out. They're not going to do it.
You have talked to and interviewed one of the Satanists, right? I'm forgetting his name.
Oh, yeah. Colonel Aquino. Yep.
Colonel Aquino, right?
Several times.
What are your thoughts on him?
Well, he was very, very polite.
And which very knowledgeable.
Yeah, no, he was very, very polite. I mean, super nice, and which was interesting. He was also, he's super intelligent. And I try to get as much data as I could from him because of his expertise in mind control, psychotronic warfare, and the types of technologies I was interfaced with. And he can only go so far. I mean, he couldn't give me a whole lot of data because of his clearances and this and that. But he does tell you the truth. If you read his book, Mind Wars, and the other books he's put out, he's pretty blatantly honest about what's going on. He's also, I guess he's deceased. I mean, that's the game they played. He supposedly was deceased, and then they didn't say anything for like a year, and then they said he passed on. So I thought that was very suspect. But, you know, what are you going to do?
Okay, let me, how long has he been dead?
Over a year, a couple of years now, because I was going to get him back on my show, and I didn't hear back from him. I knew he was sick. He had colon cancer. And then all of a sudden, I hear from his wife, who said that he has passed, but he had passed like a year prior. So she was just getting around to emails, or at least that's the game. Or I say the game. When people transfer out in these high profile positions, you have to ask yourself one question: are they really gone, or did they go someplace else?
Well, it's kind of like Jeffrey Epstein, right?
You just never know. I've seen a lot of people fake their deaths. If you've got money, you can do it. You can go dark. You can live in a different world. You can have a different life.
So. Do you think that Jeffrey Epstein is dead?
Oh, I don't know anything about that. But the types of people that I'm talking about, high-profile entertainment industry, I think that they create a scenario to kind of bail out and bow out and disappear and resurrect. And I'm not discluding or excluding, rather, the idea behind living in another or on another planet at this point.
Do you think that, it's very confusing because sometimes I just believe it's all smoke and mirrors.
Oh, a lot of it's psyop. 90% of this whole operation is psychological imprint. Yeah, it is. And that's why you have to connect to your higher self, or superconscious, because that's clarity. Co-creation with source, creator, whatever you call your God creation. Because if you're not plugged into that full light universe, then everything else is a psycho ward. I mean, this is crazy.
I've watched a ton of movies on the moon landings. And particularly if you hone in on the light and the shadows. For example, if the sun is the only source of light and these guys are standing on the moon, it should be, particularly if the sun is to their right or to their left, then when the shadows go out, they should be parallel to each other. And it's just in all these different photographs of the moon landings, you see all these things that can only occur if they had more than one light source, i.e. in a studio.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw a great video, and that's why I tell people, go to BitChute, go to Brighteon, because I'm sure this would be booted off of YouTube as well, by Massimo, I forget his last name. Gosh, I've had him as a guest a couple times, but he did a fantastic movie on the moon landings. And he really emphasized where he would take like 10 or 15 of these moon photographs and then bring them to a professional photographer and ask them, do you think there is more than one light source in this photograph? And he'd say, oh yeah, there has to be one over here, there has to be one here, based on how, you know, the shadows are falling, and there's a bright spot right here on the astronaut, and that could only occur if the light is behind him, and then there's, you know, his shadow is then horizontal, which means there's a second light on the right side. So they were all saying this, and then they realized, oh my god, these are the moon pictures. some of the photographers, you know, they were just shocked because they realized, oh my god, this was faked. This had to be faked. So anyway, I just found that to be
It's all psychologically driven, and I think we, most of us, understand that some of it's been filmed, some of it was edited in a studio, so to speak, and
yes,
we have other access to technologies where we can get there from point A to point B without a ship or without the technology they're showing
without,
the people.
Without a rocket.
We don't need rockets. We never needed the rockets. So that's a joke and a half. And the idea, it's almost like condescending to sit there and lie to people 24 hours a day. And this is what I mean by dumbing everybody down. They don't know any better because they weren't taught. They weren't shown the truth. The truth has been shunned from the masses. And that's disgusting. But you don't run civilizations like that. You just don't. That's how you get a defective race, right?
So that's what they want. They want to kill.
Yeah, they want defective, stupid people. And those who shine bright, who are enlightened by the multiverse and cosmic design, we stand out because we're very evolved. I'm not saying this in arrogance, but we're very expanded in our consciousness. And yeah, we get targeted because we see through the lies and the deception, and we call it out. We're not afraid to stand up and be counted. They hate that. Well, that's their problem. My point is that these people are rogue, and they're not liked by off-world species. They don't have allies. So for them to sit there and glorify themselves with their covert tech, which is reverse engineered, and most of it, you know, experimental on lab rats and test pilots, you know, even myself, the stuff that they did to me, you know, that's how they benefit, is to use beings like ourselves for expansion in consciousness and to measure the bioelectric suit and your state of consciousness and everything else. So yeah, it's pretty interesting how that rolls, and I don't have much to say. It's nice about what, them.
It's real easy to go on a rant, isn't it?
Oh, I know. That's why I'm here. Well, I get fired up.
Yeah. And what about this silly little helicopter that's supposed to be on Mars?
I haven't even noticed. I'm hardly ever looking at that. What's it doing now? Which one is it? Are you talking about the one from China? Wasn't there something
they
from China?
They tell us the atmosphere on Mars at ground level is the equivalent of 60,000 feet on Earth. So the atmosphere is supposed to be so thin that you can't fly a helicopter. But yet, they never bring up this point.
Why are they even bothering with a helicopter, is my question. And I guess, you know, the whole idea behind terraforming the area, I know that the atmosphere is pretty much compatible, as far as I can tell, insofar as us being able to live over there. I bet you easily we could calibrate to the field.
Well, it's the fact that either they have more atmosphere than they're telling us.
Right. Well, you have to remember national security, right? Need to know basis, right? So what you're getting spoon-fed is mainstream information. And unless you do your own research, or you go beyond the spectrum and you remote view it, or you can go beyond with your own intelligence, you'll figure it out. You'll get the data. A lot of people out there do have the data. I know I've gotten pretty clean hits on a lot of information connected, even just where I've been with technology. But everything they tell you is a lie. So you really can't look at it with like, oh, wow, this is nice. And I'd like to appreciate some of their CGI images, but I can't because it's all sanitized. And then if they show something there that looks like, oh, look, somebody left an extraterrestrial imprint. Well, how do we know that's theirs? I mean, obviously, they're just messing with people's heads. I'm so jaded when it comes to NASA and the whole scene, because it never had to be this way. They could have just, like I said before, instead of having two worlds living simultaneously, one is in the black and one is here in ignorance, they could have just said, hey, let's just open up the screen. Let's show people if they can handle it. That's great. If they can't, they'll eventually get it. But putting them through this right now, feeding them lies, making them live like slaves their entire lives, work so hard, and then wipe it all out, and then use a bioweapon against them because of their own personal issues. And I'm saying they, meaning these people who launched this initiative, it's wrong. And this is what I mean by global intelligence networks that are out of control, and the idea behind extraterrestrials, which are not hostile or friendly. They are not allies, and they're not going to be. And this is why. What you're seeing here in this world is exactly why they will never be allies to anybody here, except for the star people, which is 3% of us.
There is a place that's called Devil's Island. I believe that's the name of it. And I believe it's in Nova Scotia. I'm trying to find some pictures of it. And some people say, I mean, it looks just like, quote unquote, Mars. Some people say that's where they're really doing the Mars stuff.
I think there was another desert they mentioned also that kind of looks like it could have been a Mars scenery.
Yeah.
Remember Capricorn 1? Do you remember that movie?
Yeah, was that about a moon landing or a
well, it's kind of like a faked kind of PSYOP movie where they killed the astronaut, where they're hunting the astronauts down, but it's a good movie to kind of reflect on and, you know, think about the games that are played in these areas. I think it's all about brain hacking. Personally, I think it's all about compromising people, psychologically driving them and creating a delusion. I don't know why they do it, though. You know, Mark, I just don't understand why they thought it was okay to do this for so long. Maybe they're so insane that they just can't stop. I don't know. Something's really wrong with these people.
Yeah, and they continue with these lies for years and years and years and years. It's very weird.
Well, they're so used to lying, they don't know what truth is anymore. You have, you know, CIA, they'll tell you point blank, even, what was it, Pompey? I mean, he's an expert at lying. So we're supposed to believe him when he gives a briefing? Are you kidding? That's very laughable. You know, when you look at these people and you know they're compulsive liars, and we're supposed to believe them just because they're employees and they work for the people, which is actually, they work for hybrids and off-worlders and star people and all kinds of life forms here. They don't even get that part, right? I mean, I'm sorry, but this mass kind of experimentation that they're doing is way out of control. And it's going to get called out. I think it really will.
Yeah, it's big, too. I mean, it's so big.
It's global. Look at all the people that have died. You can't bring these people back, even if there's an afterlife and their spirits move on and live on. Bottom line is, we can't bring these people back. A whole year of people's lives have been sucked away. They haven't been able to hug loved ones or celebrate or have a festivity the right way because of a psychological operation. Think about that. And now they can't get enough of it. Now they're milking it because they love it. They're so greedy and psychotic. Now they want to keep pushing an injection. They know it's toxic. They know it's toxic, and they want to push it. You can't tell me they don't know. If I know and you know, they know.
Of course they know.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard Fauci thinks he's a sex symbol now. Have you heard that?
Gross. He's like a monkey. I kept saying he must have escaped the Wizard of Oz set because he looks like one of those little monkeys, the flying monkey, little SOB. Doesn't he? Put the little outfit on him. I swear to God, I'm going to play the music.
Have you seen the interview with Rand Paul and him?
Oh, yeah, that was classic.
Rand Paul went after him pretty good.
Well, you know, the thing is, I can appreciate those guys, but at the same time, they're not doing anything. They're kind of calling stuff out here and there. They're playing it cool. But this country's imploding, and there has been high treason committed and a lot of bad war crimes. And they're still sitting there going to work every day while people are suffering and still being misled deliberately by mainstream media. So I don't have much respect for anybody anymore when it comes to those areas.
The mRNA shots, I think they're really meant to exterminate most of the population.
Yeah, it certainly sounds that way. And I don't know if it's associated with blood type or not. I haven't really looked at that. That'd be a question for someone who's more of an expert in that area. But I would look at the blood type because they could be going after the blood type.
What do you think, a specific kind?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Why would they? What's the thought there?
Well, specific blood types, if you have a rare blood type, there's a more of a, I don't want to say hybrid, but there is a kind of a hybrid design work connected to it. So some things are more programmable than others. So depending on what they're trying to exterminate, they could isolate that in a sense of trying to target a specific group of people, a particular bloodline or blood type.
Well, so I think the plan is to exterminate 6 or 7 billion people.
Well, you have to ask why. I mean, we don't need it. And in my opinion, if we're that overpopulated, which I don't think we are, we could easily just go off world. Or there's so many opportunities. If we had used our free energy correctly, we could be living elsewhere. I mean, we don't. It's unlimited. There's no glass ceiling here. So, but I think you're right. I mean, this is the problem. They're getting rid of people who are older. Like over, it's like Logan's Run, except it's like if you're over 45. I think they're trying to get rid of the older generations, the ones who actually have some firing neurons, I guess. Not everyone, but quite a few.
Well, you know, if you look at the Georgia Guidestones in Elberton, Georgia, they talk about keep the world population at 500 million.
Why? What's the point?
Well, they, you know, I guess
I mean, that's my question, though. Does anybody ever ask why?
Well, I think the argument is that the world would be healthier.
How do they know?
What?
Were they here 26 billion years ago? I mean, my point is, I'm so tired of these people trying to call the shots, man. I'm just sick of this. It's like, just live your life, be happy, stop meddling in everybody else's lives, let everybody coexist and just move on. They can't even do that. They got to get in everybody's life. They got to get in your energy. Now they have to get in your head with weapon systems. I mean, they can't just leave people alone.
I think it's pure hatred.
It is. It's envy. It's hatred. It's entity control. And when they're entity controlled, they're not connected to creation. They're not connected to source or the full light universe. So therefore, they're jealous. They're envious. And you could be a pauper. You could be broke and have no money. But if you're an enlightened, beautiful being, they'll be jealous and they'll want to make your life miserable just because you shine brighter than them. And they'll paint themselves up in Hollywood and make themselves shine, but it's a fake kind of shimmer, you know? It's not the real shine coming from the cosmos. And they know this. This is what they're doing here. So it gets old after a while, but I'm saying, you know, people need to really just say, hey, we've had enough, and just break away from the situation. I'm very disappointed in the U.S. military. I will tell you that a billion times over. Very disappointed in them. I will never respect them the way I used to. And I come from a military family. Mm. I'm telling you, man, my ancestors would be rolling in their graves right now. They would be rolling in their graves to watch this go on.
What would you have thought that they would have done that they didn't do?
They should have intercepted the coup coming on from the left when the left accused the right. It was actually the left that started the coup, the PSYOP, when these alphabet agencies were creating the BLMs and the Antifas and creating all these crazy race wars. That should have been shut down immediately. They weren't really called out as terrorists. I think they tried to here and there. They never arrested anybody. Then they reversed everything back. I mean, there's so many things they could have done, but they could have put a stop to what was happening, especially when it came to the biological attack against the United States. Everybody should have been arrested who was involved in that, whether it was part of the U.S. and China and globally. Everybody who was involved should have been completely, you know, they should have gone after these people and arrested them. And so many other crimes, too. Look at what's happened with the election and how, since when is stealing elections legal? You know, since when is compromising computer systems okay with cyber warfare? You know, why is it okay for criminal activity to get away with all this shit? Excuse my French. You know what I'm saying? I'm just tired of it. I'm tired of criminals getting away with a crime. It's getting old. There's no accountability. There's no big brother. They want to play big brother against good citizens, people who don't cause any problems, who work hard and just try to be good people. They like to bully the nice people, don't they? They like to provoke an attack with passive harassment until you counter. But it's just, you know, they love their criminal syndicates, though, man. They'll just do anything for those criminal syndicates. I don't know. You know, Mark, I'm wondering how many people on this world are just good people, right? How many are left?
You know, you say a lot of interesting things there. I believe we are under attack from the Chinese and the elite. So maybe, yeah, you bring up a good point. This is really a military issue now.
It's a huge military issue, but we've got military compromised. You know, when they're getting their drone technology connected to from China, I guess we need to worry, right?
Well, aren't these, I just heard lately that there are Chinese drones that are flying over our air bases in the U.S.
Oh, sure they are. Oh, but they're UFOs, don't you know? They're UFOs, right?
Well,
yeah. Okay. Uh-huh. So it's all kinds of stuff going on, but it's not really unheard of in a sense. I mean, they used to use, or they used to do a lot of drills together before, but I think more and more it's becoming more corrupt and definitely more oppressive.
Yeah, I think we need to emphasize that the U.S. is under attack.
It has been, yeah. Well, everybody saw it. Everybody called it out over, I know on this station, I know regular people were saying it was obviously an attack, and yet nothing, not a thing. It's like this, they stood down for 9/11 too, remember? Planes, they stood down. They were told to stand down. Same thing happening here. They're told to stand down.
Hmm. Yeah.
It's pathetic. It really is. I mean, like I said, I've lost a lot of respect for the military. I never really had any respect for anybody in D.C., so that's kind of like whatever. They are what they are. They're supposed to be public servants, though. Well, but, yeah, I look at these people a whole different way now.
In the case of the election, I think it's hands down that they've proven that China hacked in and changed election results.
Yeah, it seems that way. There were also servers connected to other countries as well, if I'm not mistaken.
Right.
So, yeah.
Italy and
I think Iran, someplace. Wasn't it?
Possibly. I don't know.
Yeah.
Germany.
Right, that's what about Germany, from what I saw from it. I think it was the link you sent me. But yeah, I you know, it doesn't surprise me. Not you know, nothing surprises me anymore, for sure. But that was a desperate move on the chessboard. That's blatantly in your face, you know.
Oh yeah, very much so.
That's desperate.
I think that's the thing that we have to try to get out on our radio shows, is that the U.S. is under attack.
Right. Well, I've always been saying it. They want to pretend it's not. And then they're trying to say that the most terrorist-oriented thing is the white race or the white, I don't know if it's the white male or the white race or whatever they're trying to call a terror cell now. I guess the patriots or people who care about America and they're white. And once again, that's where they want to focus. They want to redirect their crime scene onto good white Americans. I'm not saying everybody, but that seems to be the target of interest right now, is the white unicorn, is what I call it. You know, capture the horn, so to speak.
Well, what do they call them? They say the white extremists. What's the term we're looking for?
They misuse terminology all the time. And that's the point, right. You know, threat assessment. I understand threat assessment. You know, I get that really well. When you push a target and push, I told you all this before, but you push a target and you push a target, passive harassment until they counter. When the target counters, that particular target is now become a threat because they're countering what you're doing to them, even if you're abusing them. How is that a threat? What about the bully that's provoking the attack, right? You see how this rolls? You see how what they're doing with the psychology? So that's what they're doing.
I've heard that at the highest levels, the elite want to kill off the white race.
Well, there is a specific DNA code connected to the white race. And I've mentioned this before. And it's not like I'm racist, but I've told you before that there is a particular DNA code associated with off-world intelligence and celestial design work, which is part of the white race. And I'm pretty sure that that's what they're after. And I think that's why they're trying to eradicate the white extraterrestrial hybrid type, which, you know, it's not grays, it's not reptiles, it's a celestial beings. We're celestials, and we come from a very a full light spectrum, so to speak, full light harmonic. And I in my opinion, since I've been looking through all these things and studying them quite a bit, I get that anyway. That's what my conclusion.
But I think we should get that on our radio shows, that the U.S. is under attack. I think that will help people wake up out of their sleep.
They're under attack, too. I mean, the problem is the American people are under attack.
But they don't realize it.
No, they don't. They're slept.
All right. Thanks for sticking around, Solaris. Let's talk.
My pleasure.
Next hour, if you can hang around.
Sure.
Okay, thanks.
Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
I go home. People ask me, "Hey, Hoot, why do you do it, man? Why? Some kind of war junkie?" I won't say a goddamn word. Why? They won't understand. They won't understand why we do it. They won't understand it's about the men next to you. That's it. That's all it is.
Revolution Radio. Freedomslips.com. Number one listener supported radio. The printing press for freedom. At a time when freedom is needed the most.
Ay, please, Achtamundi. Hi, Karl Marx here. I am all seriousness today, my friends. There is this show you must not listen to. The ultimate remedy with this guy, LB. This guy has figured me out. I hear it on Tuesday, and he is telling the truth. I mean lies. Stay away from this guy. Where's my good hairbrush? Anybody see my mama?
Want to learn more about the Marxist agenda and other important stuff? Listen to The Ultimate Remedy with L.B. Bork, Tuesdays, 6 p.m. Eastern, right here on Revolution Radio.
I will defend myself against their tyranny. Number three is my radio broadcast. I'm squarely in front of the public all the time, and they all know what's going on.
For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence.
Hello, my name is John Wayne, and I do a broadcast here at freedomslips.com, revolution.radio, called The Unequivocal Truth, DEFCON 1.
Freedom and fear are at war.
And folks, I assure you, we are in defense condition one. As we journey perilously through this paradigm that we currently reside in, and I ask that you join me every Saturday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, for The Unequivocal Truth, DEFCON 1.
We shall never surrender.
I want to thank everybody for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the one place where information never sleeps. Revolution, Revolution Radio!
Let's show them what we got here.
Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the second hour. I'm your host, Mark Snyder. We've got Solaris Blue Raven on as a guest. It is 5:02 p.m. Eastern on the 5th of June, 2021. And I went out to BitChute because I wanted to look up Elon Musk, and I got to give Elon a break here because I feel bad, Solaris, because I kind of ragged on him pretty hard. But he has filed a lawsuit over what he calls the unconstitutional lockdown, and I did not know that. Did you know that, Solaris?
No, I didn't know that.
Yes.
I'll have to look at the article. If you want to send me the link, I'll take a look at it.
Yeah, I'll have to.
It didn't affect him. How did it affect him? And when people have money does it affect them? You know,
well, it may have affected his business. Maybe
it affects everybody's business. At least he has one. A lot of people lost their businesses, but yeah, I mean, I'm not jaded towards him too much, but I'll take a look at the video.
Yeah, and if he improved his look with the hair thing, that's great. I don't knock for that either. But again, I think the guy's a front man is what I'm trying to say.
I think he's a 16-year-old kid trying to act like an adult who's compromised by a lot of manipulation.
Isn't that the same with a Zuckerberg?
Yeah. And you know, that's a signature of MKUltra, too. They usually have, like, a personality trait that's, like, 16 years old. Kind of naive, you know, kind of, they seem kind of nice, like nice people, like you talk to them. But at the same time, there's something about them that's completely manipulated.
It's like they're not socially adjusted completely.
No, not at all.
They're kind of still, they never got past that shy stage.
I think it has a lot to do with the illusion of money and power, too. I think it just puts them in a different space. I mean, they live in a different world than everybody else. And that's, you know, that's okay. But my point is that then they become kind of crazy and they start doing things that are, you know, oppressive on so many different levels. Not necessarily him, but a lot of other people. You know, they infringe on everybody else's rights and they think they have the money control by this, by that, by law enforcement, by government, by anything they want, they can get. Even create light shows in the sky, right?
Right.
After a while, people with that kind of money, you got to keep an eye on them because they get pretty nefarious.
Right. Now, and I'm also reading this thing right here that says, now, I don't know if you've heard anything about this either, But he says that he says no to the COVID vaccine for him and his family. And I'm like, that's yeah. Good.
Well, he probably knows what it's about. Yeah. I wouldn't take it.
Oh, gosh, no. Of course not.
But you know, you look at the people, I've said it before, they must have used a saline or something in Congress, because I'm pretty sure Pelosi would be keeled over by now if it was the real stuff. So it doesn't make much sense.
And he's really attacked CNN for some of their fake news.
Well, you know, he can only push so hard because he saw what they did to Trump, and they'll do the same to him. They eat their own. So he gets out of line. He steps out of the box too much. They'll go after him. They'll shut him down fast.
In the case of Trump, do you think that maybe with the vaccine thing, and that's what I wanted to say earlier, I think maybe they drew a line in the sand and told Trump, either you support this vaccine or we'll kill you and your family.
You know what? Bottom line is, my ancestors fought and died for this country, okay? So you're talking to someone who we came over the Mayflower on my mom's side. We were here, okay? So my point is, we lived, we died, we survived, and, you know, it is what it is. You lose loved ones, you lose family, but to sit there and say, oh, I don't want to lose my family, but I guess I'll comply. You lost your family already because you just stepped into their world. And their world is self-destruct for everybody. So it's a lose-lose scenario. There's no winner here. Congress, nobody wins in D.C. Not with this. They don't. They think they have. They have not.
Yeah, it's so corrupt. It's beyond belief.
It's pretty pathetic. I never thought I'd ever see it. I thought for sure at least have kind of like a mellow semi, like able to retire, not necessarily retire, but just, I don't know, maybe have a little bit of peace, a little bit of a break, and nothing.
What about California? It seems like California is collapsing.
That's what I hear. Everybody's moving out of California, Texas, and other states. Nevada, a lot are going to Nevada.
In a way, Arizona. And this is one thing that the Meyer information predicts, is that the U.S. will be divided into like five different areas. And I think the states are going to eventually have to pull away from D.C.
Mm-hmm.
In order to, you know, do anything productive.
I agree. I think that's exactly what I'm talking about with the breakaway societies, too. There's starseed breakaway, but there's also the idea behind. I think at this point we have to ignore the D.C. Rogue corporation that's there, because they're not representing America in any formula. There's something really, really wrong with this strategy, and it's all about attacking everybody here in America and taking this country down to its knees. So we won't have a country anymore if they continue this. It's really unfortunate to see this.
Yeah, I it's stunning. I never thought we would get there this quickly.
Well, they expedited it. I mean, as soon as Trump got into office, they went full speed ahead. So.
And I think it's really, really funny because, like, when I talk to people that are awake, that are aware, that have really studied this, that aren't just listening to the mainstream, and then they realize that COVID-19 wasn't really that big of a deal. You know, some people say it doesn't even exist. The virus never.
Well, that's what I mean. I think it was more of a psyop. It was a psychological imprinting. And also the conductor, in my opinion, the big driving system was aerial warfare. I believe that's what created the symptoms, the pseudo symptoms. If you look at the symptoms the people were having when they went to the emergency ward, they completely connect to microwave toxicity or a directed energy weapon, right down to some of the way they're losing oxygen in the lungs and all kinds of different symptoms they were getting, that it seemed like a weaponized flu or a weaponized virus. And you can look up weaponized pneumonia via directed energy weapons. You can research that. And it's actually very, very close, very similar to some of the symptoms. That's why I kept saying this, it reeks of directed energy weapons. And also, this is another thing. Those who haven't been injected, pay attention to your radar and check how you're feeling from day to day, because the aerial warfare is going on and there's a lot of anomalies happening with people's hearing, high-pitched frequencies, all kinds of maybe even vertigo. That's not part of the virus. If they try to say that's a symptom of the virus, they're lying. That's directed energy weapon. So heads up on that.
And, you know, some of the people that get the COVID shot, they die very quickly. However, most people will not develop symptoms until 4 months later or even, you know, years later.
Right. Well, it's a slow kill. I mean, it's an injection that you don't know what it's going to do. I do know that if you have a strong immune system and you have a really good, what I call light body design, you could probably overcome and rewrite it and take the helm. But my point is that why do you want to put yourself in that position? And most people wouldn't even figure that out. They wouldn't know how to really work that frequency. There's always a cure. You know, these people are kind of nefarious like that. They'll give you a poison, but they'll always say, we have the cure, but you have to go this way, walk this corridor. that kind of thing, you know? There's always a solution.
Yeah, I think there could be. And I believe this mRNA shot, it changes your DNA.
It certainly communicates to the DNA, which alters the DNA, in my opinion.
And yeah, it may not directly change it. It's causes things.
It's interfacing, any way you look at it.
Yeah. The kill shot, which is what I call it, and it has these prions in it, which are these folded proteins that cause the Creutzfeldt-Jakob syndrome. And that's the mad cow disease. And that's the way these people die a lot, because this stuff eats your brain.
And causes
a rapid dementia.
Well, directed energy weapons can do that also.
I don't doubt it.
Yeah, they can hit the neural circuitry of the signal and make you have a remote lobotomy almost. Yeah. So you can use directed energy weapons to create the same effect. My point is that there's a reason behind them trying to inject everybody. And I think maybe other people have had that discussion where it's literally that is the virus, that they're injecting something that is actually bio warfare weapon versus the PSYOP that initiated the whole thing.
Right, right. I think there's a high-level AstraZeneca person who died from this Creutzfeldt-Jakob syndrome.
Wow, that's too bad.
Yeah, so he actually must have taken his shot, so to speak, which is, you know, and I'm seeing more and more people every day, but you got to go to BitChute, you got to go to Brighteon, you got to go to these other outlets to hear about any of this stuff.
Yeah, you want to hear the truth. They're snuffing everybody out. They're coming after everybody tooth and nail. Excuse me. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Another interesting thing is, like we were talking about, the fact that the vaccine is slow acting. It doesn't kill you right away. Now, what I've seen in people that I work with that have taken it, they'll have bad reactions for a few days or a week to the first shot, and then they get the second shot, and then they have even worse reactions for a few days or a week, and then they kind of go back to normal. What I think happens is slowly the levels, the number of these proteins build up. It's called the split protein or I forget the name of it right now, but this particular kind of protein that builds up in their body, and then that attacks their immune system, attacks their lungs and the brain.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's kind of the whole what happens there step by step. Now, and I think the elite, they learned that they can't kill the people right away with the vaccines.
Because, I don't know why.
Because they learned in Africa, because people would line up for the vaccines, and there was something called the Wassa fever, and they would give them the shot right there, and the people would fall over dead. So all the people finally that were in line ran away.
Right. Oh. Yeah.
So that's what's happened in
I guess they would have been better off in the nuclear war at this point, right?
Yeah,
so that's a little more respectful anyway. At least you know what's coming, right?
Right.
So, the Psy War of the Worlds, I always call it the Psy War of the Worlds because that's what it reminds me of, the virus, you know, the whole PSYOP that ruins everything. And, you know, but what's crazy about this whole scene is the biowarfare labs. And why on earth do we even have biowarfare to this level? And why were they even creating these things, these weapons of war that were literally designed to wipe everybody out? What the hell's wrong with these people? What is wrong with these people?
And it's called a spike protein. I forgot the term.
Okay, yeah. I think might have mentioned that, but yeah.
Yeah, spike protein. And one of the very interesting ladies to watch. Have you ever listened to any videos by Dr. Sherry Tenpenny?
I have. I like her. Yeah.
She's really good. She's from Ohio, Cleveland. Oh. And she's got one video out there which kind of goes into technical detail.
Mm-hmm.
And she says in the first 30 days after the COVID vaccine was started, they had over 40,000 adverse events in that vaccine, that adverse events database. And 40,000 is only what got, you know, put into the database. It could be as high as 10 times higher than that. So we might have 400,000 adverse reactions.
Right. I've been trying to keep track of people that I know who have had it just to see if they have had a behavioral change, you know, their personalities are changing or anything that I can detect? Because I know quite a few people who have taken that.
That is very interesting that you say that, because there's some kind of synthetic thing that happens with the DNA, right?
Oh, it seems to me like whenever you're putting a foreign substance into your body, something's going to alter it to some degree. There's going to be some kind of communication with your cells and to some degree the DNA.
Well, it's very interesting that you say that a potential personality change, because I've thought the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think people have had personality changes just from the psychological operation and the shutdown itself, the isolation. That was the first kind of break to people, you know, breaking them down a little bit, putting them in isolation mode and vulnerable. And that will definitely put them in a different kind of space in their own psyche. And then this, the layers and layers and layers of the abuse. It's psychological abuse anyway, you look at it. And when you think about the kids, the children, I mean, my goodness, I can't imagine the poor little things trying to function in schools or be around the propaganda and then this operation. It's just, you think about this, it takes a real nefarious piece of crap to want to pull this off against everybody. Don't tell me it was an accident. This was no accident. This was done deliberately. And this is what I mean by a war crime, universal war crime. And they're sadly mistaken if they want to control the narrative. And they don't like the truth. They don't want to hear the truth because it's going to make them look like the criminal. Well, they are the criminal. You know, what are we supposed to do? Pretend they're not? I'm not going to look away. Sorry. Not doing that.
And what you were saying there reminded me of the masks.
Yeah.
And we've seen what these weird worm-like structures or whatever they are. Have you seen that?
I kept calling them fibers. I can't confirm that. I know. I've heard about that too. Parasites, whatever. I'm not sure. I know there's nanotech. There's all kinds of technology that can, you know, we have direct energy weapons that can stimulate the body to such a level. You can create all kinds of anomalies, electronic bugs, so to speak, electronic parasites. You can get those going for sure. And I'm not talking computer bugs. I'm talking electronic, beyond digital. Yeah.
And what about these swabs that they put up in people's nose and they push it almost all the way back to your brain?
Right. I still find that interesting. Yeah. I mean, I've never had it, but I've heard horror stories about it. And to me, it's very suspect in the sense of just basically driving something up somebody's sinus cavity to that degree. I mean, that's how you get lobotomies going. And but what the hell's wrong with these people? I mean, seriously, I keep going back to China Lake, the earthquake in that year that we had all kinds of the big earthquake that destroyed that area. I think it was a sensitive military area.
Yeah. That got destroyed in an earthquake? I didn't know.
Well,
that.
It didn't get destroyed, but they shut it down for a few days. I forget what year it was, 2019, I want to say. It's right before, the year after was the PSYOP, so it must have been prior to that. But I find it correlates. I don't ask me why, but I think there's something connected with that. So, you know, implants go up the nose, signals, you know, you can get implants in your sinus cavity too, which I find interesting. Not that they're putting them up there, but my point is that anybody who's an abductee or a contactee type or a MyLab type usually has stuff like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So.
So they put this swab way up in your nasal cavity up to the place where, literally your brain is almost right there. And there's a person on Facebook sometimes that sends me information. And I watched this one video that this nurse had made. And she had done research on what's in those swabs. And the swabs have something called OE in them. And OE is an abbreviation for some big chemical name. And it's a poison. It's a carcinogen. So these people are getting a carcinogen put way up in their nose. It's just horrible.
Yeah, that is interesting. I think I might have seen that article or that video as well. Yeah, and, you know, the people that are doing these testing, I mean, they're just regular Joes. I mean, they don't even know what they're doing.
Some of them don't.
Sticking stuff up in people's sinuses, they don't even know. They're not real doctors or anything.
Well, Dr. Lorraine says they're going to eventually get rid of doctors and there's just going to be some person at Walmart or whatever that's going to, you know, look up your symptom in some database and say, oh, here, take this drug. And that'll be it. You know, I don't know what's going to happen, but
I would go with the regular healing centers and just get all the good docs together. Excuse me, that was my dog. And all the homeopathic doctors and just work together with frequency healing and we'll pull it off. We'll be able to navigate out of this.
Have you seen the people with Bell's palsy?
Oh yeah, that's quite that going on too. So, well, once again, it's like the central nervous system, and you know, it's just really affecting the brainwave activity.
The paralysis in the face, where the facial muscles become inflamed or compressed, and the face droops. It's horrible.
Well, I think didn't they say it had something to do with not being able to recognize them for facial recognition as well, or something weird like that too, if I'm not mistaken.
Wow.
They can do all kinds of morphing, you know. They start interconnecting people with technology. They can morph your appearance a lot. So if you hear that heavy breathing, that's my dog. Can you hear him?
Yeah. That's okay.
Buddy. He has water right there, but he's just old, everybody.
You can mute if you need to.
I will. So while you talk, I'll mute.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'll come back to the vaccine and everything. It was very interesting to be able to hold this conversation and to be able to compare notes, because I do so much research on this stuff just to try to educate myself and figure out what's going on and, you know, what in the world I should do to try to survive all of this insanity. But I think I'll shift gears a little bit, and it's hard to shift gears, as a matter of fact, because of, you know, this stuff is it's disturbing what's happening. Yeah. And that's one of the reasons I wanted to shift gears, you know what I mean? I want to cover a little bit in the book Might Have Thoughts. I don't know where this will take us. We've got maybe 40 minutes left. I'll try to get into some of the Meyer information. This is on page 188 of the book of the Might of Thoughts, and it says, "Were there no human beings who occupy themselves with dreaming, visions, and fantasies, then progress would stop, whereby there could also be no learning." And I think that'd be a good thing to do, is focus on your visions, your fantasies, positive dreams, because we have so much negativity coming in all the time. It's overwhelming. And, you know, the might of the thoughts is incredible. The might of your thoughts. I mean, Slurish, I think you intuitively know this. I've been impressed by that. You've caught up, you know, you just seem to know this. Page 190. "Thus, it is effectively the dreamers, visionaries, and fantasizers, as well as those most enthusiastic about evolution, who are the saviors of the world." That's a big statement that Billy makes there. So we should channel our thoughts and try to be neutral, positive in our thinking. And it's one of the, what he calls the creational natural laws. In the book, Makhdar Gedanken is designed to teach us the law of harmony and to be neutral positive. It means just be a little towards the positive in our thinking. So, but one of the problems is we get off on these negative thoughts. Like, we got to look at this stuff with the vaccines. We can't hide from it, but we don't want it to be to the point where it's damaging.
Right. And it's also affecting your environment. You know, the thing is, it's different if it's not in your backyard or it's not in your house. But this is affecting us in all forms and designs. And that's why we have to look at it. You know, even if you're neutral positive, you have to at least observe, make an assessment, make a safe assessment, and call out what needs to be called out. And that's what I do. And I'm sure a lot of other people do it as well.
Well, you know, one of the big difficulties I've been facing lately is, I'm very fortunate right now. I can be pretty much of a recluse and still go on with my life. But
that's really good.
But do I want to be a total recluse? You know what I mean? I would have to give up a lot. You know, I'd have to let the music go. And I've told myself I'm just going to do it. And I've been having a hard time with that decision. I waffle.
Oh,
back.
I wouldn't let your music go at all. I would find a way.
Well, I mean, I can still play here at home, but I think I'm going to try to play out still. Just kind of cut back a little bit and see how it goes. I think we're going to see what the future is going to bring us, right?
Well, interesting future and the illusion of a timeline. I can tell you 2022 should be bigger, energetically speaking. And
you
then
think
2023
is better?
Bigger. Well, there's supposed to be a lot of intercept connecting in with off-world intelligence. There'll be a, you'll see a lot of different imposter programs coming out with the PSYOP, and then you'll see some intercept coming in. So that I'm pretty sure is going to happen in 2022. And I also mentioned this. I briefly mentioned it. I don't want to go into too much detail. But 2023 is a big Montauk frequency. It's a kind of like a Montauk thing. So it's kind of like a weaponization of a polarization of two areas where you're going to see some technological exchange, so to speak.
Oh, that would be good, I think.
Well, we'll see where they go with it. But my point is that, yeah, things are going to ramp up. You're going to see that ramp up. But 2022, I think they're going to lose more control than you can possibly imagine over there in D.C., and a lot more things will be shifting and a lot more movement. They can't win. They're not designed to win. I know their agenda. I get it. Everybody understands the UN, this 2030 agenda, the whole thing about wiping everybody out. It's just the universe has other plans, okay? The multiverse doesn't say yes to that. It never did. They just don't listen. They don't listen to the cosmic design. They're rogue. They're reckless. They're destruct. Their self-destruct is on everybody. It's not just one person. You know, the problem is you can't bring everybody along for the ride when you're out to get and destroy all life forms. It just doesn't work that way. When the universe takes us out, that's okay with me, right? Meteor comes in, asteroid, whatever, fine. But when people are sitting there in their little areas trying to nefariously destroy everybody or mess with their heads or say they're going to go to jail if they tell the truth or put them in prison because they don't like them, that is not okay with me. And that's got to be stopped. It will be stopped.
It's very interesting the way you look at that, the way you said the universe. I like that.
Well, that's what it's about. It's always been about cosmic design. These wars are always connected to the cosmic design. They hate the multiverse. It's amazing to me that they even want to be traversing the galactic highway when they have no respect for off-world intelligence or even the star beings that are here in these biosuits that we occupy. They could care less about free will, your consciousness, how you breathe and spirit, you know, the universal life force energy, your prana. They don't care about anybody. And this it's showing. They cannot deceive the multiverse. They cannot deceive that intelligent design. They can deceive, you know, people who don't want to pay attention, but it's all coming to a head.
Very interesting. Billy talks about the creational natural laws. And it's very interesting what you're saying about the universe. We'll not put up with that. Because the first creational natural law is love, not romantic love, but brotherly love. And then there's some wonderful writings he has about it. He says, it's called Love Letter 27. I don't have the book, but I've gotten a good chunk of it off the internet. And it says, love is the highest principle in all creation, and through it, everything exists in absolute logic. Every tiny plant and every tiny animal fulfills its purpose in love, and love will forever be the purpose of our existence. Love and wisdom go together in the creation, and its laws are love and wisdom at the same time. So, yeah, what you're saying is these people are going against love and wisdom.
Absolutely. They're rogue. They're going against everything, anything that's sacred in cosmic design. Without universal love, unconditional love, what is there? A void, a place void of spirit, void of soul, void of consciousness, right? Just entity control. When I say entity control, it's indigenous. It's just a synthetic program. It has no value. It's not even an off-world ascended machine. It's just regular programming, defective programs. Excuse me. It's just no good.
It's a very, very interesting situation we find ourselves in. Let me read again from the Might of Thoughts book. It says, humanity should never forget or insult its dreamers, visionaries, and those gifted with imagination, because it is actually their ideas which bring progress and success for all. The world and the life of the human being have become more beautiful because of those with the gift for imagination. What were you going to say, Solaris?
No, I think that's beautiful. And I was just going to say it's streaming consciousness. It's being connected to the multiverse, your higher self, what I call oversoul superconscious. Your design work connected in. Without creativity, yeah, the creative spark, the divine creation. And yet they're resentful of that. They're resentful of evolution based on that. If you think about the war they have against the aversion of history. Even in America, all the breakthroughs we've had, even right down to airplanes, you know, they're so hate-driven. I'm thinking to myself, you people are just, they're embarrassing. They really are defective. I'm sorry. They've really got some problems.
Even though they're billionaires.
Well, money doesn't buy intellect. I mean, you can interconnect with technology and try to upgrade your brain with machine learning. Bottom line is you have to have consciousness to drive it. If you don't have consciousness, there's nothing there. The reason I could get through the artificial intelligence program I've been through, my higher self, over soul, superconscious, my divine blueprint is what was writing and driving that whole thing. It wasn't them. I got through those programs, just to use that as an example.
And you were very isolated, weren't you?
I was extremely isolated. They had me out on Maui for programming, which, you know, I was in a complete space of trauma. Everybody can watch the documentary I had out, published a long time ago, produced. But yeah, it wasn't a fun ride. And that's what I got out of that. You know, recalibrated my life for the best part and for the most part. And then all this weird, and I'm thinking, oh my gosh. And the thing is, I can troubleshoot the tech because of where I've been. I can look at it from the different arenas and say, wait a minute. You know, I can look at it on an entirely different level. So, but the consciousness is a big deal. And that's why you don't want to shut down your creativity, your guitar, the things that you do with your music.
You know, you bring up a good point there.
Well, that's the voice of your soul. Music is the voice of your soul. In my opinion, it's a universal language. That's one thing, right?
Wow,
sounding, toning, right?
I'm going to have to write that down. It's pretty profound.
Well, and also speaking the truth. The truth breaks the spell. You know, I've mentioned that a billion times over, but you're speaking the truth and you're out there sounding with your voice, using your tones and, you know, dispelling. They hate that. That's why they're trying to shut the truth down, because it rings like a bell. It really does. It's a sounding.
That's really interesting. You know, I never thought of that, but I wonder why, you know, they would be totally against live music, wouldn't they?
Just think about when it becomes illegal to play your instrument, or when it becomes illegal to, and they've always been like that, book burning, the truth, yeah. You know, has to go underground.
That's coming.
Yeah, you're seeing the shadow banning already. And think about music that's saying something a little different than what they want you to hear or listen to, or even just the way you communicate or your artwork. I mean, it can go on so many different levels. This is a very bad spiral they're walking down. It's a void to nowhere.
They're suppressing creativity.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, on purpose. And think about the kids or the children, because when they're in school, what are they teaching them besides socially engineering them to hate America? They're not teaching them how to be creative. You know, they're not teaching them. I don't even know if they have athletics anymore. I mean, back in the day, we would work out. I don't know what they do now.
Well, it's also that the, you know, they're doing this whole thing. They're making such an overemphasis on sex. I mean,
yeah, what's the deal with that? Kids should be riding their bikes. You know, I'm sorry, but that's foolishness.
You know, yeah. When I was 10 years old, I never wondered if I was a boy or a girl.
Yeah. What is it, Pinocchio? Are you real or not?
I never thought that way.
It's psychological. It's a psyop.
You know, who thinks that?
It's a mind hack. It's a mind, you know what? And
it's an attack on our culture, right?
It shouldn't be encouraged. The crazy person in the room should not be encouraged. And there's a difference between being eccentric and inventive and creative and being just plain nuts, right? But the crazy daisies and the weird, you know, that's not going to wash. Just like, okay, we all just kind of, let's all get along and let's all just go with the flow. No, don't go with the flow of ignorance. That's no good.
Yeah, but that's the way they, you know, I can't watch any news anymore because of this kind of thing.
Yeah, I don't watch the news. I don't watch anything. I see enough blips on when I get on the internet, for crying out loud. I don't even try.
Let me pick back up where I was there. Had the visionaries, dreamers, and imaginative ones not lived, humanity would never have reached its current state of evolution and would have passed away a long time ago. Dreamers, enthusiasts, ruminators, visionaries, and those with a gift for fantasy are therefore the real bringers of progress, because they are humanity's truly creative and constructive thinkers. And I always think of Orville and Wilbur Wright, the guys that invented the airplane, how big of an impact that had.
Right, you know, and how racist they were. Oh my gosh, how racist is that to have an airplane or to even fly one, right? Think about what they're trying to do to bastardize the idea behind the people who did wonderful things because they were white in America or other, you know?
Yeah. They were white supremacists,
yeah,
right?
Because they had that. And that's another thing. Like, if you feel that way, then don't fly on a plane. Don't take advantage of those breakthroughs, right. SOBs. Right. That's my two cents on that.
Well, you know, if you think about it, one thing that I think has screwed up our world is there's too much of an emphasis on money and monetizing, and there's too much of an emphasis on intellectual property. Now people are going to have an argument against that, and I realize there are arguments against this, but one of the things that I think about is like Orville and Wilbur, if they really could have gotten an intellectual property on the airplane, then all the other places that were doing work trying to learn to fly, they wouldn't have legally been able to do that. It could have suppressed everything into this gigantic law battle with lawyers, They could have been international. And it didn't happen, thank goodness. So people were allowed to build on top of what Orville and Wilbur had already invented. People in Germany, right. People in Italy, people in England and France or wherever were able, because they didn't have all of this, all these complicated laws about intellectual property and, people didn't think that way back then.
Except for J.P. Morgan.
Well, right. There were, there were some evil people, but like Tesla would have given it away in a sense. He would have shared it with the world.
I think so. Well, yeah. All of his works, they're using it today, everything. So it's the same old story, isn't it?
People say, oh, it's my intellectual property and I'm going to fight for it. Well, by doing that, you are going to hold back everything, including yourself. It won't make you richer, the fact that other people can't build on top of what you invented. You know what I mean?
Can see part of that, but then part of me does get annoyed because people do take advantage of technology. They haven't earned that tech. They steal it, and that kind of bothers me.
Yeah, that does happen. That does happen. So I see the other part of the argument. But I think overall, if we had, what we call in software open source, where other engineers, other developers can just, read what you've done, try to work hard to understand it, and then they can expand the technology for the good of everybody.
Well, that's what DARPA's been doing.
All along.
They take everybody's work and then they do their own thing with it.
Yeah. Anyway, that's just kind of my own thing.
I get it. And I think that the great think tanks based on non-weaponization of life, I think that would be fabulous. You get all the great minds together, like in the old, I think of ancient Greece, the idea behind the philosophers and the thinkers and those who can really, transcend the world on so many different levels. Yeah, that's wonderful. And then all this weird shows up. We'll get to that again. I'm pretty sure we're going to have breakaways, though. Breakaway societies, in my opinion.
Well, that's very interesting, too. I think... the advanced off-world groups, just my opinion, probably cooperate like this.
They're not, just like us.
They're not motivated. Like you know what I mean? They're not motivated by greed and, all of this weirdness, which really ends up suppressing us.
There are our ancestors, the visitors, are just like us. And consciousness, that's what I mean by stepping up and beyond, because the lying, conniving types, they have no place in the cosmic design. I don't care. They can build all the starships in the world. It doesn't matter anymore. They have no allies. They're done.
I agree with you. I like your thoughts on that.
It's true. I'm not saying as I was just imagining it. I'm telling you point blank, it's a fact.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to live to see that. And I think it's going to happen because they're playing these imposter games with a psyop, with the fake UFO scenery. So the big guns will show up.
Yeah, it's very weird what's happening. In all parts of the world, all of the actions of the New World Order are sped up. It used to, we would have to wait 10 years to see a little bit of their plan evolve. Now we, in 10 weeks, gosh, major things happen.
It's funny. I agree with you. And one thing I'm looking at when I watch DC and I observe their behavior, their personalities, they're all messed up. They strike me as wasps in a hive. If you watch them, they act like hive wasps or bees. More wasps. I see them as wasps. That's kind of their personality. That you kick their hive a little bit and they go nuts. Yeah, or hornets, that kind of thing. There's that kind of an energy connected to them, the way they all connect and the way they communicate. And it's chatty and it's noisy, but it has no effect. It has no real value. So look at them as that. I'm not saying they're insects. Well, they can be. But my point is that's what I see them as these days.
Well, a lot of TV, like you said, chatty, but no value.
Right. There's nothing there. No substance. There's no depth. Soul communication, spirit to spirit, soul to soul, eye to eye communication, right? We've always done it. I mean, since day one, energy, energy. And these people have no idea how that works, or they're pretending they don't. I don't know.
It's interesting. Page 194 from the Might of Thought says, but in order to gain this progress, there must be human beings who are willing to nurture elevated dreaming, ruminations, visions, and fantasies, which are enlivened by wishes and imaginings. So that's basically what you're talking about, is people that are willing to nurture elevated, let's say, thinking, dreaming, whatever term you want to use, right? As opposed to thinking about greed being, you know, this whole mindset that's over the world right now. Like the, so you were saying, the chattiness with no substance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they put you in their wormhole. People get sucked into that. It's like a vacuum, you know, there's no place to go. That's why I say break orbit with it. Just break out of it.
It puts you in a vacuum. That's a very interesting way to describe it.
It does. It's an energy suck. It just pulls everybody into the void and nowhere.
Interesting. TV is like that, like an energy suck.
Well, the worst part of it is that they're making people's brains television sets now. So, you know, remember I told you about the Project Bluebeam interconnecting targets? That'll be everybody. But my point is that that will be something that they will have to look at, because they'll start getting television visuals in their heads. Not from TV, visuals, images. And not necessarily psychic impressions. We're talking technological.
So they will see things that other people
will not see. Probably unique unto them.
So it's almost like they have the technology to project something into your brain.
Yeah, they do it all the time. Yeah. If you're psychic, you can dial in if you want. I don't know why anybody would. But my point is that, yeah, you can interconnect to those technologies and they can dial into people's brainwave activity. They can get the signature down, the brainwave template down. And they can interconnect and go ahead and put the psychotronics in there. And that is Project Bluebeam, by the way. I said it before, don't expect some big light in the sky. You might find it to be individual, where people's just starting to say, I'm seeing this, I'm seeing this, I'm seeing it. Well, it's been going on with targeted individuals, but now it's going to be full blown. And, you know, and this is another thing. I don't want to take up your show, but I will say one thing. When you start messing with people's brains, it's a complex machine. It's multidimensional, multiversal, holographic. And these clowns sit there and dissect with signals and interface and do all these things. And they don't understand the bigger scenery of what it really does to the brain, what it does to psyche, consciousness, multidimensional design, spirit, soul, where we come from before we showed up here. They're complete ignorant and incompetent. And this is something that's very concerning to me. And that's why I call it the worst weapon of all, is the misuse of that type of warfare that messes and hacks the brain remotely and literally dials in with all images that are not even connected to spirit or anything that's connected to the multiverse itself. So you can look for this stuff. Okay. I'm warning everybody ahead of time. You probably already figured it out.
I have a guest, Alfred Weber. I don't know if you've ever heard him.
I know who he is. Yeah.
Yeah. When he was at Stanford Research Institute, he describes being hit by this energy weapon that, like, I guess it just like made his brain blank or something. I don't remember all the side effects of it, but it was devastating for a while to him.
Yeah, you can cause brain damage. You can literally remove a target, remotely take them down, destroy them. Yep, remote assassination programs. I wrote about that in my book, Either Remote. But yeah, you can definitely take them down. That's why I was very lucky when I was interconnected, because I could have been, I don't know, I could have come out a vegetable. Seriously.
Yeah, yeah. How did you figure out that what was being projected into your mind?
Well, it's easy enough to do when you're, first of all, I can remote view, but also the technological programs, when they start hijacking the psychic imagery or your natural psychic ability, they'll just stream a digital feed, and all these images start to throw images in that are not necessarily connected to anything truth-based, but they're imagery, like television, or not television sets, but my idea is that they're imagery. But you'll know it's digital or interconnected with technology, because it doesn't have the same stream of consciousness connected to the soul spirit frequency. It's very, very constructed. Let's put it that way. And you can tell by the way it's interfacing with you. The sad part of it is it calibrates your brain. So I'm used to it. Unfortunately, I can interface with machines. Now, how is that going to help me on my, I don't know, on this timeline? I'm not sure. But I can do a lot of other stuff. But I've always had an ability. But you just get through it. I was determined to live through it and get through it. But I'm still like I said, they need to be held accountable. Everybody who's been involved in these projects. That's why I look at the biowarfare program. I'm like, it's just one little piece to another puzzle of self-destruct for everybody.
Do you think that people that fall for the vaccine / shot propaganda, do you think they may be some of them being affected by some kind of negative technology?
You mean by the injection itself?
No. Like some people seem vulnerable. Like they, you know how they do these commercials sometimes on TV, like get the vaccine. And it only lasts like 10 seconds or 20 seconds. There's something going on there. I wonder if there's a technology, I don't know what that technology would be, that's affecting certain people.
Well, they're definitely calibrated insofar as psychological imprinting, whether it's through a television set or through their iPhones or any type of technology, even computers. You have to be really careful because, yeah, you can kind of get interconnected even subconsciously. So there's that kind of mind control where there's subliminal influence that goes on. And also the hive, you know, they kind of go with the flow. A lot of people are not very strong. I mean, I hate to say it. I don't think they're very strong as souls or spirits. They haven't been around. They haven't. I mean, I'm an old soul. I really am. And I think that's one of the reasons I'm able to get through a lot of things. I can't speak for everybody here, but I think the ones that are newer, the ones that aren't really experienced, are kind of easily controlled.
You know what, Solaris? Like some of the people that are more easily controlled that may not be an older soul, sometimes are very bright individuals. And it's very sad when I see them falling for this. Like I work with some people that are really quite bright in terms of understanding technology and that sort of thing, but they lack some kind of wisdom because they go out and they get these, you know, like two of them I know have taken two of the shots. And
yeah,
I
common
have,
sense, I know.
Well, it's you know, common sense is true, but like people that have the discernment to see through this, it's more even than common sense. It's a kind of wisdom, I think, anyway. You know?
Yeah, enlightenment. There's no doubt about it. It's right. Really interesting. I've had people try to get, I mean, friends of mine who were working on like beyond almost classified projects, and they're like trying to tell me to get it. And I'm like,
yeah, what's up with that? Isn't
I don't know. It's like they want company, and I'm thinking, and let me tell you something. Some people may be calibrated enough where it's not going to affect them, that they're going to be okay. Because some people that I know are doing, they're doing fine. Not saying that they're not going to keel over 6 months, 2 years. I don't know.
Right.
My point is that some people may be more compatible with it than others. And that's probably part of the beta test for me where I've been. Oh no, I don't need to be involved in anything else.
No, it would not be good for me. Either.
I don't know. I'd probably be gone within 24 hours. Pretty sure.
I would too. I think so. Yeah, I think so too. Now, one of the terms, we've only got like 15 minutes left here, a little less than that, in fact, is Billy talks about ruminations. I'll read it real quick. But in order to gain this progress, there must be human beings who are willing to nurture elevated dreaming rumination. So I looked up this word, and I think it's important. It means to muse, to ponder, to brood, to think long and hard, to ruminate, to speculate. It's a deeper considered thought. Means to go over something in the mind repeatedly, often slowly. It means to engage in contemplation. And it seems to me that our society is not encouraging that kind of thing.
No. You know?
Isn't that the truth?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's all social engineering. It's morally hate-driven. It's like hate, anger, fear, rage is their program. That's all it's about. That's all it's about. It goes from point A to point B.
Which
it's
is
stupid.
The total opposite of thinking something through, right?
Yep, exactly.
Hate, anger, rage, what else did you say? Fear.
Yeah, and hold them in a stasis of control under those conditions because that's what it's doing. And then, of course, what does that do to the energy field in the body? Well, it contracts everything. It closes down the aura, right? Your multidimensional field starts to kind of collapse. It's not necessarily gone, but it definitely constricts because you're not expanding in consciousness. You're not streaming into the multiverse. They know what they're doing. It's all psychologically driven, but they're getting in effect. I mean, this is what we're dealing with, spiked up, you know, people and all kinds of strange, as in right down to spiking of this injection vaccine, whatever you want to call injection itself.
Wrong thinking, for example, fear affects your hormone production. It affects, what is the name of that substance that your body produces when you have fear? not just adrenaline, but
I was going to say adrenaline.
Yeah, but that's close. I mean, that's part of it. But there's another. I can't remember the term, but it kind of weakens your immune system. What is the name? I can't think of it. But anyway, so that's one of the things we have to keep in mind. Is that
well, you channel that energy too. If you find that you're getting afraid or you're feeling uneasy, move the energy quickly. Get it out of your system. Work out, train, tone, sing, meditate. I don't care what you do, but change the energy field. Get control over yourself. And that's my suggestion, even coming from my martial arts background. You've got to take the helm and be in control.
Because if you don't, that will damage you.
It will. Yeah, absolutely. You've got to redirect the flow. I don't care what they're doing. You just got to channel that differently.
So we need to learn how to have deep, considered thought, to speculate, to think about things repeatedly, to ponder things, to meditate on things, and not just operate out of what you were saying, what fear, rage. You had some great words.
Anger, hatred.
Hatred, yeah.
All low vibration, coarse, hostile energetics. That's what they're spewing. That's what they've been spewing since day one.
That is so interesting. There's such, I mean, and you can feel that.
Well, I'm kind of immune these days because of where I've been with technology. But yeah, I get it. With empaths, you have to put extra shield up because, yeah, it's very, very hostile out there.
Yeah, yeah. So when you have anger or fear or these other lower forms of thought, it seems to affect your feelings. And it also affects, like, your whole health scenario.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's atmospheric condition, but it can bleed through into the field. Yeah, absolutely. And affect your body. That's why your universal life force energy, your prana, your breathing is very important.
Yes.
Removing energy out so that as you're breathing in, you're breathing in universal life force energy, you're expelling the stress, the negativity, and also expelling and removing anything that can be, intersecting into your energy field. I guess that's why the mask thing, keep everybody shut down,
right.
Prana off.
Right. So that life force energy, you can feel when it's kind of, I don't know if it goes out of you or it seems like the level of the strength goes down when you start to think in anger or fear. Have you ever sensed
definitely
that?
Contracts. It contracts in a sense that it's changing on an alchemical level. But once again, you can channel that energy accordingly. You can move that energy into a very powerful output. So it's like energy, it's input output. How you use it is up to you. That's why I've always said, what did I do when I was being hit with all the programming back in 2004? Trained like a phantom. I trained like a crazy woman. I mean, I'd run like 10 miles a day on the beach. I'd bike all day. I'd do this. I was constantly training martial arts, everything to keep moving my energy. And yeah, that could have been stress and trauma, but I was moving it. I was moving through it anyway.
Actually, that's a totally reasonable thing to do, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's a constructive way to move energy and kind of get through that and take control.
You know, I mentioned rumination as being a good thing, but if you ruminate over emotional upsets, that can be negative. That can be a negative thing. So you have to be careful there.
Well, that's the thing is, they provoke attacks, too. If you look at what's going on here, they like to pick a fight. And I don't know about you. I don't pick fights. I just like to finish them. I'm kind of like, you you don't want to poke the bear with me because I'm kind of like that, kind of fierce like that in a nice way.
Right. I understand. Well, I mean, I think that's what the elite are doing right now.
And they're not elite. They're overpaid employees with egos and fragmentation of their psyche. They're damaged goods. So don't think they're elite. There's nothing
that's
elite
a good
about
way to, that's a good way to put it, damaged goods.
They really are damaged. Yeah, they're damaged goods. They're all messed up, fragmented. They don't even have real soul spirit connection. They're messed up.
They're probably
they want everybody else messed up.
You know, if you look at like George Soros, he reminds me of the Emperor on Star Wars,
He looks a lot like him, doesn't he? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's what that negative thinking does to you.
They all look like they've been really just, I don't know, in really bad places. I get like torture programs, but these guys are like living the evil, man. They enjoy that. There's something wrong with them.
Do you think that there is a physical being called Satan? I mean, that's literally real physical. Because I think a lot of people do
the Satan. There is a thought form that's a construct, which means it's if you have a collective, you know, creating and manifesting a thought form, then it comes into fruition to some degree. So the idea behind a Satan or a Satan, yeah, you can create that through the hive itself, and they can create that through their own belief systems, even though it's fragmented in the sense that it's not in multiversal consciousness. It's not in the true space time or in the full light universe, but it is here, and they can certainly create it, but we can override that and kind of disconnect and fragment it. So it's just basically consciousness wars, what it boils down to.
Yeah, I think you're right. That's very interesting.
Yeah, never surrender to anything that calls itself a god or this or that, in my opinion. It yields to nobody. They have to really show and prove who they are and what they are to you.
Huh. That's very interesting. Well, we've only got about 5 minutes left. I'll just read a couple of other things that are very interesting here. Page 194, the mind of thoughts. And these human beings must really be great in these imaginations and wishes of theirs, and in the ability of rumination, of enthusiasm, visions, and fantasizing, and not only considering themselves to be great. This is an irrevocable law of the universe. However, those who raise themselves above their circumstances in order to build upon them, for example, by imagining ideal life circumstances, I think that's really important. To try to imagine, you know, the ideal life circumstances, you know, rather than thinking all the time about, oh, the horrible things that could happen, you know. And I think that's where we are right now. We're kind of stuck.
Well, we're doing an assessment. So we've been talking about an assessment of the whole situation tonight or today. But right. Also, yes, being connected to the full light universe, to higher self, what I call oversoul superconscious, which is a divine blueprint, will keep you going and keep you in the right space time, so to speak. And that's what we need to be focused on. Yeah, just stay there, but also not, you know, be wise, be aware of your environmental condition right now, because we're in a very hostile environment.
We are in a very strange time.
Mm-hmm. I didn't see this coming. I'm pretty good at profiling.
Yeah,
I wouldn't have been here. I wouldn't have shown up on the timeline. I would have gone home.
I'm still amazed at the way things have accelerated. And managing your thoughts is so critical right now. You know,
it is. That's why your material is really good, because it puts you in a different space of consciousness, music, you know, whatever you do, affirmations, prayer, everything. Just being kind to yourself and others, you know, animals, etc.
Yeah. Keep your thoughts neutral, positive. One of the important things, and it's really interesting that you reacted to that difficulty you're going through by doing a lot of work, and because you're trying to move and keep positive energy. I think it's very important to strive. And here on page 102, this is the book called The Way to Live. Billy says this, and we're going to run out of time. We'll probably get the music here in a second. Says, striving creates the life right up to the being. Striving means delectation in a form that is always fulfilling and progressive. So keep striving, keep working. Thanks, Solaris. I really
thank you, Mark. Thank you, everybody. Enjoyed it.
See you later.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio.
She travels to Earth through the rainbow crystal bubbles from the furthest reaches of space and time, across the dimensions, through the elements, and in harmony with the colors of the universe. Through her mastery of abstract stream of consciousness malapropisms, she weaves a web of comic, satiric, cosmic conversation. Her subjects can range from Norman, the goose next door, to astrology and earth changes, and into the deep recesses of the soul matrix. She holds a wealth of knowledge on herbs, plants, and astrology. Join Mona and her guests on Adventures of a Feral Hippie as she touches the earthly radio waves 5 days a week at 2 p.m. Monday to Friday on Studio B at Revolution Radio.
that doesn't mean that they're telling the truth as opposed to fiction.
And Genesis chapter 6, verse 4, and there were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came and unto the daughters of men, indicating that there were giants before the Nephilim.
And sons of God, plural. They weren't talking about Jesus coming down.
No, that's right. Yeah.
I'm Steve Crawford, host of Factor Theory Live. Join me every Sunday night from 10 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. Check it out.
Hello, my name is Mr. Rowe. I am the host of Reality Extraction on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. I utilize logic, intellect, and